Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Utah Liberty Talk. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm not sure if you guys have been paying attention to the general legislative session for the state of Utah, but that is going to be the topic of the episode today, so I'm going to be talking about that. I have become the director of operations for a PAC, Political Action Committee, called Utah Freedom Alliance, and Hunter Fox is actually the Director of Policy Analysis for that same PAC. So if you want to join the Alliance, join the Freedom Alliance, the Utah Freedom Alliance, it would be super cool to get people involved in that kind of thing. If you just go to utahfreedomalliance.com, then you can click on the home screen where it says become an official ally today, or go to the three bars or at the top, whichever device you're using, and go to become an ally. You can follow the steps there and become an ally in the Utah Freedom Alliance. So if that's something that you want to do, it's a opportunity where you are basically become a part of the Alliance, and we work to expose the way that politicians are voting and keep them accountable to their constituents and let them know how we expect them to vote on certain bills. So that will be done through our research, and we will let you know what bills are going through, the way that we think your representative will vote on it, and then, you know, this is their number, you should call them, whatever it might be. So if you want to join, get involved in the state of Utah, help keep these people accountable, and help actually, because we are going to be getting people to run against them as well when that time comes. So if you want to become a part of that, go ahead and join the Utah Freedom Alliance and become a part of it. With that being said, let's kick it off. So the Utah legislature sometimes is really cool. You know, I've talked about this on the show, like the 2010 Firearms Protection Act. But sometimes the Utah legislature also sucks. And this has been the mixed bag that we have gotten this general session. There's been some things that the state legislature has done that I think is really cool. And there's been some things that the legislature has done which I have not been a fan of. One of the things that they've done which is not okay is like bar the media, restriction from their meetings. They do a lot of secret meetings. I think that stuff should always be not secret. But they're also looking to change some laws when it comes to alcohol. So I believe it's like ethanol, alcohol, or whatever in seltzers will have to be sold at the liquor store, even though it has nothing to do with the alcohol volume in the drink. It has to do with the type of alcohol it is. So that will take a lot of alcohol out of like regular stores and stuff like that. More restriction, you know. And this is what like a lot of like alcohol restriction, my gosh, comes from in the one party system that we have, you know, where the LDS Church just has an extremely high amount of influence in the Utah State Legislature. It's just crazy. So I mean, you know, what do you expect, really? I mean, we've got a one-party system, and it's heavily influenced, if not controlled, by the Mormon Church. So, I mean, that's interesting. But there has been a couple good things that I've liked. We're seeing the school voucher bill go through. And to explain the voucher system to you guys, for people that may not know, essentially what it is... the way that they run it now, you know, you've got like X amount of money to fund public education. And so, you know, that money is, you know, put towards education. The way that it does it is it takes that same amount of money for education, and instead it divides it by the amount of students that need to be going to school. And then each student or their parents will get a voucher. And then they can, and that is equal to their portion of the education budget. And that voucher can then be used to choose, so that money can be applied to any school the parents or child desire. So it allows for much more competition. It allows for possibly even public schools to become competitive, but also for them to have to change the quality of their education to be able to compete with private schools. But it also helps to get private schools more students and hopefully to end up phasing out the need for public school. You know, a lot of the leftists have been just attacking the state of Utah. They hate public school. They hate public school. And yeah, ultimately the goal of this is to work to phase out public school. Because as soon as it's not compulsory and you have to go to certain ones, you know, it opens up for competition. And when there's competition, the state is not going to thrive. That's why the state has to monopolize everything that it provides or steals, I suppose. But this jackass, Spencer Cox, the governor, said he would veto it if it came across his desk. And this was so frustrating to watch. Because his reasoning for it was so dumb. It was just like, well, we need to reevaluate the budget and get the school system to where it needs to be for us to consider this. Like, what? The whole point of this is so that the school system doesn't have to be where you need it to be. That was a real frustrating situation right there when I watched this guy do this. You know, one of the things that the Utah State Legislature is really focused on is like protecting the Great Salt Lake, and leftists have been, you know, making a pretty big deal about that for a long time. And I gotta admit, like, the Great Salt Lake is getting pretty dang small. Like, I can't lie. It's kind of crazy actually how small it's been getting. But you know, I think they're noble causes. I just don't necessarily think they're the state's responsibilities. With that being said, like, you know, there are some things that just kind of like, you know, that if it doesn't get done by the state, it's not going to get taken care of because all of the factors playing into a specific problem are controlled by the state. And I think that, other than the weather, of course, but when it comes to like water runoff and usage and preserving the wetlands, I mean, that's something that has been the state's responsibility. So, you know, there's a lot of times where I found myself considering like, well, this is a noble thing and it should get done. You know, how can we do this? And there are really, the way that I found is that there are two like solutions to when the government wants to do something that isn't like restricting anyone's like freedom, but at the same time is something that the government shouldn't be doing. So I found that the one thing that would make that like more acceptable for me is to like calculate this cost of the project or the agency or whatever it might be that you want to take on, and then cut that amount of funding elsewhere. That way you can, you know, remain financially stable. And that's something that the state of Utah has actually done very well. I gotta see if I can find it, but I read something about the rainy day fund. But anyways, so you know, you can either cut the budget in other places so that you're not, you know, you're remaining financially stable. And then the other way is to deregulate to incentivize private businesses to do it. Now, when it comes to the Great Salt Lake, now a lot of the problem with it has to do with, I'm not going to necessarily call it climate change because I'm not going to act like I know, but a lot of it has to do with we're not getting as much precipitation as we have in the past in Utah. So, you know, that is a problem. And so, you know, when it comes to that, I think that, you know, you can't really, like, neither the state nor private companies can really make it rain more. So what do you do? Well, I think it would be better if Utah had the ability for private businesses to get in the water market here. And they're incorporating, I suppose, some aspects into it. They're talking about changing the water prices and secondary water rentals and leasing payments and stuff like that. So, I mean, they're like acting like an entity in the market. But anyways, I mean that still has a whole nother problems with in terms of it being compulsory and people aren't going to be happy if their constituents of water prices go up. So, or with their representatives of water prices go up, sorry. So, What I find is that if we allow companies to be in the market with the state and allow those companies to pull water from perhaps the eastern sides of the Wasatch Mountains where the runoffs don't go to the Great Salt Lake, like those specific runoffs, even perhaps harvest the snow a little bit, and possibly take some from the Uintas or even a little farther south. I think that that could be beneficial in adding to the water market. So, in adding to the supply of the water market. And then we can create a more sustainable system and kind of figure it out from there. And we need to make sure that we are being very careful when it comes to recycling water as well. This is why I think that private businesses would do better than municipalities when it comes to water management. Because recycling water is super important, and we need to be able to do that. I mean, ultimately, I think if the market was up to this, everyone would have a recycling water thing in their house. Like everyone's like every house would just kind of have the same amount of water, and then it would like automatically be refined and recycled and all that good stuff that they do at the plants and the municipalities. And I don't see why that's not feasible, but I only see the market having incentive to do something like that if the market is in actually on the issue with water. But I think that like when it comes to stuff like that and allowing the market to go in to create or to solve a problem that's been created, it could be very useful in terms of not only solving the problems, but increasing our trust in the market. So I think that's something that I don't know. I mean, it was my idea, but I think it's a pretty good idea. So there's that. Utah hasn't had a ton of like super spicy bills this time, and the one that I was really happy about was the school voucher one. They did cut the income tax by a tenth of a percent, so there's that for you. I think it's supposed to save like a middle class family like $100 a year. I think that's what it is. So, I'm always like, yeah, well, tax cut, that's good, but I mean, cut it more. Cut it more. Cut, I mean, I want all the taxes cut. So there's that. One of the things that I really like that the Utah state legislators have been doing, which actually part of this is for Governor Cox, and Governor Cox, I get so many mixed feelings on him because like sometimes I'm like, okay, I mean, what do you expect him to do? He's a governor, and he's kind of like, in this position. And then like something really cool will be happening, and then I'll be like, no, I'm gonna veto that. And I'm just like, really, dude? Like, I don't know. He's just so like centrist in some ways, and I'm just like, bro, are you serious? Are you serious? Like it's just. I don't know, it's just stupid. But, he doesn't have a spine, apparently, so he might sign it anyways, which I really hope he does. But a lot of the stuff that's been done is just a lot of budgeting. So, I mean, there's that. The one of the things that I think is really cool, and tell me if you think this violates my principles. But I think that this is pretty neat. So, the state of Utah is updating their flag. We're getting a new flag. And I'm hyped about it. I'm honestly not gonna lie. I'm so excited. Our flag right now is just dumb. I mean, crests are so 19th century. I mean, really? We're really gonna have the same crest that we like got brought into on? Like, really? We need to change it. So that it's not a crest. I'm thinking red, white, blue, and a yellow beehive. I mean, that is good enough for me. I mean, red, white, blue, yellow beehive. Easy. Just like that. I made one that was kind of trolly. They actually have a website, and I forget what it is, that lets you design a Utah state flag, which I think is the coolest thing. So they're letting you design one on this website, and then they're taking the submissions with the description, and then they're gonna end up putting it through a a flag commission or something like that, and then they'll vote on it. And before 2023, we'll have a new flag. So I'm pretty excited about that. But I made a trolley one just because I wanted to piss people off. But all of the templates and stuff like that on this website were there. And so it was like something that I guess the Utah state legislator was okay seeing and possibly seeing variations of. But they had one that kind of had like a, it was kind of like the stars and bars, you know, so it's got the X through it, but instead on the left-hand side, it like, there's not like, it like fills through the X, so it's just like continues through instead of splitting off in the two on the left-hand side. It's just one, the width of the X, and without a like split down the middle, it's just all the inside of the bars. I hope that I described that good enough. But this, it looks a lot like, so I made one to intentionally just piss people off, but I basically made it look like the Confederate flag with a beehive on the left-hand side in the logo. And I did it. It was a trolley flag, and I did it because I thought it was funny. But I submitted it because I think that'd be even funnier if that ended up being the flag. And like, you can't tell me that that flag doesn't at least look cool, you know? So, I mean, we were in the Confederacy, so I don't think it's a real problem, but regardless, I mean, the flag looks pretty cool. I mean, it do be looking cool. So come on with that. And it's got the beehive in it. And then I was like, I made the flag just to make the flag because I wanted the flag to look specifically like this. And then they wanted a description. So I had to like put through a description and I basically had to like, I don't know, apply this to the state of Utah. And I thought it was kind of funny. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before or not, actually. I don't know. I feel like I have, but anyways, so we're getting a new flag. There's that going on. So when it comes to Spencer Cox, he does some things that I'm really pissed off about. He does some things where I'm like, okay, yeah, that was pretty cool. But the dude is like, they are like the state legislator and the governor's office. Like, they decided they are done with COVID. So, I think as of yesterday, Utah's like, yeah, we're not testing no more. We're not counting no more. Like, we're just done. And I'm like, yeah, dude. This is what I'm talking about. We're done. Finally, dude. I've been telling people for a long time. Like, all you gotta do, and I told you guys I'd be pissed if I talked about COVID on the show again. I'm not pissed about this because this is good news. But I've been telling people, I'm like, you just gotta stop getting tested. We just gotta stop getting tested. I mean, if you don't get tested, then the numbers aren't coming up. There's nothing to put the guidelines based off of. We just gotta stop getting tested. So I haven't gotten tested in a long time. My girlfriend kind of pushed me into it a little bit when I was with her the last time I got tested, but anyways, there's been quite a period of time where I'm just like, yeah, no, stop getting tested. So that's the deal. And we're done. Just like that, the state of Utah is seeming to be done with the COVID testing and COVID in general. They're shutting down testing sites. So I think this might mean that when I go to watch Jordan Peterson, I might not have to take a test to get in, but I suppose we'll see. But anyways, so it appears that we are right about done with that in the state of Utah. One thing that's really cool that the state of Utah did is the Clean Slate Law is in full effect, and this essentially allows nonviolent criminals. Who have had their criminal history affecting them, obviously, get it wiped free. And you know what's crazy is I actually went to court because I had just bullcrap lying charges brought against me. And so I went to court and I defended myself and I won on these charges. And it was like a huge 90-day process and a bunch of paperwork to get it expunged. And I'm like, are you serious? I like two meetings with the prosecutor, and he was like, "Yeah, there's no way we're gonna charge you with this anymore." And I was like, "Yeah, well, anyways, So, with that being said, I think that removes mine. So that's pretty solid because I didn't do shit. I didn't do anything wrong. And those people were screwing me over. That's the city of Sunset and the prosecutor there. Not happy about that. That was a ridiculous scenario. That pissed me off. That made me really mad, actually. It was no bueno. So, little update with what's going on in Canada, though, just real quick. They are the police are being used to try and remove them. They're stealing stuff from them. They're shutting down their bank accounts. So that's pretty crazy. But they're still going strong. So hats off to them. They're still going. And speaking of police, the state of Utah is looking to give police protection, actually, when it comes to. Let me find this real quick because this is a pretty concerning bill that I saw, and I was not a fan of it. Come on. Come on. Where are we at? Okay. Utah lawmakers, are trying to pass a bill to bar public access to internal police records. So, this is not good. There was a bill going through, I'm not sure where it's at, but there was a bill going through require I think that it stopped, and I think the Cox it stopped because Cox said he would veto it. There was a bill going through that was going to require like all teachers to make their plans like visible, publicly accessible. And so a lot of leftists were just freaking out about that. And I'm like, yeah, no, I think that, like if it's a public job, then like you're not really like I mean it should be publicly accessible. Not it's not really a hill that I'm willing to die on. I'd rather die on like ending daylight savings or legalizing pot or legalizing getting drunk. I mean, I think it's legal here. I don't know. Don't care, but I don't know. It might not, but legalizing pot's a hill that I'm probably willing to die on. But when it comes to just like school transparency and this, like and do the voucher system, and then that just solves the problem in the meantime. So, or at least temporarily. But so, anyways, this bill would classify Garrity records as private documents. And it basically restricts public access to police documents. And I mean, it's something that pleads the police unions. And it's supposed to, I mean, I just find it ironic that the Utah State Legislature is going to go out and say, oh, we support, transparency for these teachers, And it's a public job. So, like, yeah, I get that. But not for cops. No, not the most dangerous and abusive ones. No transparency for those guys. Oh my gosh. We need to crack down on the police force here in Utah. Like we have kind of a problem. And so, and I don't give these guys crap when it comes to the police force here. Like every speeding ticket I ever get, I'm fighting it. I'm not giving them crap. They piss me off. But anyways, so, we got that double standard going. Standard party politics, when it comes to Republicans and Democrats. Democrats would hate the idea of teachers being transparent, but love the idea of cops being transparent, which I think is, I mean, it makes a little bit more, I mean, you need to have the cops. It's more urgent to have police more transparent than teachers. But it's the principle. It's the principle. You gotta, like, why one and not the other? Because they're public jobs. So that's the principle behind it. And abolish the unions, the police and teachers unions. Oh my gosh. And the teachers unions are out doing the work. They're like, we need to support quality education. Get rid of the voucher system. Like, dude, this is what would enable quality education. My goodness gracious me. It's exactly what would enable it. So don't try and tell me What's up with that? Like, you are lobbying to keep bad teachers in the job, and your guys' goal is to lobby for, I mean, all the benefits and agendas that you want to lobby. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be in your union's interest to have teachers' plans transparent or to have a monopoly in which bad teachers can keep their jobs. I mean, that's going to diminish the union. Especially because the union is for public teachers, I believe, and it is just ridiculous. And the police unions are doing their work too. You know that. You know that the police unions are doing their work. This is something that we really should be fighting against. This is kind of a con of the one party state. What we really need to do is we really need to crack down on Utah Highway Patrol, and we really need to get rid of unified police department. Because I've talked about that on the show, I believe, but it is just ridiculous stuff. I mean, the most ridiculous stuff. But when it comes to the legislature, there's not been like a ton of crazy things being passed this year. There was a couple last year that were pretty good, but there's not a ton of crazy things being passed this year. I know that in they're passing one bill that just kind of like recognizes the state of Utah's friendship with Taiwan, which I think that's pretty cool because screw China, and it's important to recognize Taiwan as a state. In fact, I've said this on the show before too, but we need to stop calling China China and start calling them the government of West Taiwan. So, yeah, recognize Taiwan. I mean, I have no problem with the state of Utah being like, yeah, we recognize Taiwan and we have a friendship with them. And I think that a lot of the support behind it is because they've been letting missionaries through COVID and stuff still. So that is what it is. But time to recognize Taiwan. And I think that's okay. And another one is the state passed a law, and this doesn't do like a ton of good stuff, but it temporarily it restricts municipalities a little bit from restricting assistance to homeless people. So like, an example of that was like the capacity, they can't restrict it, below the fire thing. And the ability to set up like a temporary food thing, I think. They have like a bill to prevent any private company from making social credit systems, which I think is, I mean, it's private, so I don't know. I'm not really gonna pay attention to that right now. I think the social credit thing is weird. I think that it's not American. I think that John Stuart Mill talks about it a little bit and just kind of like the ridiculousness that the society has a little bit, I mean, imagine if you said the N-word one time and now your social credit score drops. Like, forget missing a car payment, bro. But anyways, so how I don't think they'd go well. I think that it's something that I wouldn't support because I, both when it comes to business, religion, society, government, I still don't like people telling me what to do. So that doesn't mean that I don't combat them in their respective fields of play. So I wouldn't be a fan of this, but I don't really think that the state should step into it. Because, and granted though, I don't think that this is something that would really ever happen in Utah. And the other funny thing is, I think if it were to happen in Utah, it'd probably be initiated by the Mormon Church. So, and that's just what's most likely. But, that's just my thoughts on it. But when it comes to the Utah State Legislature, there's nothing really crazy passing. Like I said, I think the coolest things are that we're pretty much done with COVID. The liberals keep calling it waving the white flag. I don't give a crap what you call it. We're done. Thank God. And the voucher system, which apparently might get vetoed, so I am not a fan of that. So that is not a good deal. But the voucher system is really what we need right now. It's very big, it's common sense, it just makes sense, and it's just apparently not happening. But anyways, that'll wrap up this episode of Utah Liberty Talk. I know that it's a little bit quicker today. And that's just frankly because there's only a few things going through the legislature that are super cool. A lot of what they've passed to this point is budgeting and stuff like that. So I'm just gonna go ahead and let that wrap up the episode. But we're gonna do a recap when the whole thing is done. I'll go over it again. I guess I can try and let me know if you guys want it in more detail than this one, because I thought this one was pretty reasonable considering interest levels, but I want to hear the feedback so I know how to best put it out considering what isn't desired. So let me know on that. But anyways, that'll wrap up this episode. If you want to get involved with the Utah Freedom Alliance, there are benefits to it. UtahFreedomAlliance.com. You can check it out there. Thanks, y'all, for listening to the new episode of Utah Liberty Talk. Don't forget to contact your representatives about what you think is important. And I'm excited for the election season because that's coming right up. So, y'all have a great day. Thank you.